Have you ever read the directions on the back of a shampoo bottle? On many, it gives the directions for how to wash your hair. It may say the words wash, rinse, and repeat. The first time I saw that, I didn't realize I needed to repeat the wash and rinse part. I mean, I already did it. My hair is clean, right? Why would I repeat that step unless the makers of the shampoo simply wanted me to use more and ultimately buy more of their products sooner than later? Do I really need to repeat? And how do the words wash, rinse, and repeat relate to the truth I'm going to share with you today? Well, I was thinking about our history, generations, and family trees. They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, what if the tree is broken? What's the apple to do? Will the seeds from that apple produce another broken tree? Possibly. Actually, very likely. Studies show that children of divorce, alcoholism, abuse, and addiction have a much higher percent chance of repeating those behaviors and addictions as an adult, even if they aren't in the same household anymore as the original parents. Often, we may come out of a situation, look back at our past, and want to wash and rinse all of it away and start new. And that's a good thing. But unless we have help in pulling up those deep roots from our past and replacing them with healthy ones, we will potentially repeat those behaviors. A simple wash and rinse won't do it alone. We must take action to look to God for healing and restoration, seek truth, and take steps to break the generational chains of our past. A great example was a child king in the Old Testament named Josiah. He was only 8 years old when he became king of Judah. Let's just say he came from a broken tree. His father was a very wicked king, and kings and culture before his father were wicked. So you would think Josiah would follow in his father's footsteps, but Josiah wanted to be different. 2 Chronicles 34:1-2. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and followed the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. Josiah didn't repeat what his father had done. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. If you read more of his story, Josiah took steps to purify and restore the temple and did major repairs to rebuild it. He began to seek the Lord. He looked way back into his family tree, over 400 years in the line of kings, and found King David and followed his example. He knocked down the places of idol worship. He discovered the truth. The books of the law were found in the rubble of the temple. Josiah had them read daily and obeyed, strengthening the faith of his people. What we see is Josiah take big steps to reestablish healthy patterns, healthy behaviors, and restore what had been lost. He led the people to a renewed devotion to God. In the same way, where we've come from may be broken, and we may need to uproot and even break apart some of what's been established in our foundation. But like Josiah, we can take steps to seek the Lord, read and follow his word, restore and renew our heart, and allow him to purify and rebuild a stronger foundation in us that's built on him. Sometimes those repairs take time, but by God's grace and through his strength, we establish new healthy roots for generations to come. That's the truth. The name Josiah means healed of the Lord. I love that. There is always hope, and God can heal anything, no matter how broken. That is worth repeating. I'm Lori Klein.